Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk. And Silk old Silk.
Diamond old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off, but before we get into the conversation, I want you all to stop right now, and I want you to subscribe to this podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Okay, now Silk, you know we've been doing a lot of talking to a lot of people. And the one thing that I love is I love the patriotism that I am seeing in our country where we don't have the rhinos, but we have just regular people wanting to make change and make a difference in our country.
And that's regular people with common sense.
That's right. Yep. So we talked to a lady by the name of Tudor Dixon who's running for governor of Michigan.
That's right.
You all, the conversation was an enjoyable one, and I want you all to join. Come on. Tudor, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, now Tudor, so I got so tickled when I was scrolling up and down Twitter and I seen a video with you talking about you running for governor of Michigan. So I want to know, what was the inspiration behind the decision to run for governor?
Well, you ladies know that I spent the majority of my life in manufacturing and just got into media and politics a few years ago. That's when I met the two of you. The two of you are a big part of my inspiration for this. We had so many discussions where we sat down and talked about what the people of this country need. What the actual people, the workers, the actual American people need. And they're not getting that from their politicians because they don't, the politicians have worked in government their whole lives. They don't see the people the way you and I do. And we both shared our experiences that are very different, but very needy for all the people in those different experiences to have somebody that can speak to them, somebody that can understand them. And I watched what President Trump did in the way he built teams. You were a part of some of his teams, put those teams together. And I said, you know what? We can do this across the country in different ways. We can build incredible teams to bring our states back. And Michigan needs to be brought back.
Oh, absolutely.
Most definitely.
Okay, so I'm looking at the governor that you all already have up there. She acts like a dictator to us, like she's raining down tyranny on the people in Michigan. But I want to know, what would you do different from the governor that's already in now?
Well, look at what we have suffered in just the COVID-19 situation. Strongest shutdowns in the entire country. Ladies, why no boating, no gardening, no lawn care? The lawn care businesses last year, I remember one of my friends said, I've watched the craziest thing I've ever seen happen in my life. We have an elderly woman in our neighborhood who can't mow her own lawn. Her lawn care company came out. One guy comes out on a lawnmower, and neighbors, they just came up and started screaming at him, you got to get out of here. This is illegal. You can't be cutting her lawn. An elderly woman who can't cut her own lawn. But look at what's happened here. We've had that. We've had her go after people individually. We've had her go after our restaurant owners and put them in jail. We've had her go after our hairdressers and put them in jail or cite them. Mm. It's all been very personal. On top of that, we've had a governor who hasn't had the same rules for herself.
How is
that possible?
Yeah.
So I think you got to run on transparency, and you've got to run on the fact that, hey, I'm not just going to lead Michigan. I'm going to be right there next to you. We're going to be doing this together. I will be a servant leader who is there making sure that whatever the rules are for you are the same rules for me.
That's right. And I love the fact that you're looking to use common sense, because that's all it takes whenever you're making these different suggestions or requirements or what have you. Use common sense. Now, was a lot of those rules that was put in place or mandates, were they actually legal rules or laws or what have you? Did the General Assembly come and implement those rules, or was this something that the governor there just did?
This is something the governor did totally by herself. She did not work with the legislature at all. The Supreme Court, the Michigan Supreme Court, did say, this isn't legal, you can't do this. And she had to rescind those orders. So then she went to her agencies and had her agencies put those orders in. So we ended up continuing with these orders. We still have them in place. Just 2 days ago, she was asked, why are you opening things up June 1st, but you're not allowing restaurants to go to a 100% capacity? Remember, this is a governor who herself went to a restaurant just a few weeks ago, yep, pushed the tables together. The rules are not for me. I will have 12 people instead of six. I'll push the tables together. I will allow this restaurant to do whatever I want. But now our other restaurants, for another month, they can only have 50% revenue because this governor has decided this, even though the numbers in Michigan, we had a big uptick in January, February, you know, beginning of this year. Michigan was in bad shape. But the numbers in Michigan are no different than what you're seeing in Florida and Texas and Georgia. So why are we not looking at those states that were open and saying they've been fine? I mean, exactly what you said, Silk. How about we use some common sense? Yeah. And we look at this and we say, okay, common sense, but that also is scientific data. If you look at the data in the other states and you say, wow, they've been open, their economies are thriving, their people are back to work, and they're not in any more trouble. They don't have any more cases than we do here in Michigan. We need to open back up. We need to give our people the chance to make a salary and make money.
You know, Tudor, do you think that there's a motive or a hidden agenda, yeah, to want to keep restaurants closed? Just think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. Is this a small business? Are they trying to, or is this lady trying to bankrupt businesses? And how would you be there to help these small businesses?
You know, I spoke to a congressman earlier today who said that he believes that. I don't know that there is a hidden agenda, but he says he believes that the idea is to keep the state in power. You can have more power as long as the people rely on the state. So he believes that. In my case, I believe that Gretchen Whitmer is just incompetent. I don't think she was prepared to do this. She's never had any private sector experience. She doesn't know what it is to be, from my perspective, to look at this and say, I've been on the shop floor with all the folks next to me. I understand how important it is to keep our product line moving and keep our people employed. So she didn't understand the impacts of her own decisions. And then it was personal. She allowed her job to become personal and go after people personally.
And notice that a lot of people that did just that, whenever they put these different measures in place, these mandates in place and so forth, notice they never lost their paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of politicking was going on when it comes to this governor, and a lot of bias. Yeah. And I think that this was all done to really undermine the people in Michigan and even the 45th president of the United States,
all across
the country. So I don't even understand why she still have this kind of stuff in place. So Tudor, moving forward, are you doing grassroots? How are you getting the word out that, hey, I want to be governor of the state of Michigan?
Absolutely. We're going to travel around the state. We're talking to all of our big grassroots organizations in Michigan. We'll be out there online. Of course, that's one of our favorite ways to communicate. That was one of our former president's favorite ways to communicate when he was allowed to. So make sure you check us out on Facebook. Go to the website because we need help defeating Gretchen Whitmer. TudorDixon.com. It's TudorDixon. Make sure you go there and help us defeat Gretchen Whitmer. I'll be out there on TV. I will be out there in the community. We will be speaking at events across the country. It's just so important that we turn our states red and we give our citizens the chance to have their own freedom and their own life and their own American dream back.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I don't know if the RNC helps with governor races. Have the RNC reached out to you?
You know, the RNC, they stay neutral until the primary is over. We're still in a primary, but we will, you know, any communication that we can have with them, we will, but we understand their position. It's very important that they stay neutral until the primary.
Okay. All right. And one more thing, will you all be knocking on doors? Because I think that is so important to getting the word out. You still have people that really just don't have a clue as to what's going on. They're just following.
You're right. And look at, yes, we will absolutely be knocking on doors. And look at just what we're finding out in the last week. Oh. Now we, in the last 2 days, we have these emails coming out from Dr. Fauci showing that Dr. Fauci said, don't worry, President Trump, this virus, it's just going to disappear. Remember what the media said when he said this virus is just going to disappear? Guess where he got that?
He got it from Dr. Fauci.
Wow.
Flip-flop Fauci.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What I really dislike is the fact that people's livelihoods have been destroyed. Yeah. Their life, their homes, their businesses, and especially the middle class is being destroyed, and that you have a lot of these different individuals that don't seem to give two red cents about it. But you know what, Tudor? I believe in you. I believe that you're going to go there and do an awesome, amazing job, and you are the person that Michigan needs. So good luck to you, darling.
Thank you so much. And just know that you had a big part in this. You're going to make me cry. Thank you.
Oh, Tudor, thank you. Look, I am so very proud of you. I really do believe that you can win this.
Yeah.
I am so tired of what we see. Whoa. We just need a whole big shift, a whole nother change.
Yes.
And I don't care if it's with, I want simple people that's using common sense to make decisions.
That's right.
And there's so much beyond the pandemic, because in Michigan, we have the most dangerous city in the country. We have terrible education rates. We have to fix our high crime situation that we're in. There are so many opportunities to make Michigan better. And this state, you know how beautiful this state is. It's a beautiful state. It's in the middle of the country. We're losing all of our manufacturing right now to the Southwest. It makes no sense. We are a two-day shipping point to any place across the country. Mm. We have got to get Michigan back on track. And part of that is getting us back on track automatically lifts up those high crime communities, those marginalized communities. It's so important to give those people an opportunity that they don't have right now. Nobody's thinking about that.
Wow. So you all make sure you go to TudorDixon.com. You can contribute it, donate. If they're doing door knocking, everything, you can find it right there on the website. Let's support her, you all.
Yes.
I want to see governors, the ones that's putting Americans first, the ones that's patriotic and have a love for this country.
Yes.
Anybody that have a love for this country, they're not going to destroy it. They're going to uplift it.
That's
and
right.
Tudor Dixon want to uplift it. Thank you so much, Tudor, for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it, too.
More from Diamond and Silk when we come back. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations, from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever,
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com
and receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com. Okay, now, Silk, it was really wonderful having a conversation with Tudor.
Yeah.
And she brought up about how this governor in Michigan really got her, I want to say, her feet on these people's necks. And when I say feet on the neck, you got your feet on people's businesses.
Yes.
Now,
their
you know,
livelihoods.
Their livelihoods. Thank you so much, Sue.
Yes.
Now, what really ticks me off is all of a sudden these emails started surfacing about Fauci.
Uh-huh.
These are Fauci emails where he was writing back and forth about the pandemic,
uh-huh,
right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And some of the things he should have told us. But here's what I find interesting.
What is that?
A lot of the emails were redacted. Why?
Why?
What are you all trying to hide?
Uh-huh.
Now, see, I remember back in 2020 when we started having concerns about things.
Come on.
So we started using common sense when it comes to things.
That's right.
And they tried to make it look like we was conspiracy theorists and being conspiratorial
uh-huh.
about what we were saying.
That's right.
Now it looked like a lot of the stuff that we were saying is turning out to be the truth.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, Dr. Fauci need to go to jail for crimes against humanity. Let me tell you something. He is about just damn near destroyed this country. Now, people may say, well, why did Trump get him? He was the top scientist.
Yep.
Don't you supposed to go to the expert when stuff like this happen?
Okay, so
the left call this man an expert.
But see, Diamond, that's been my concern all along.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man has been the expert scientist. He's been doing this for over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And with him doing it over 35 years, he can't tell us much about this virus.
Mm-mm.
It just didn't make sense to me when my good old common sense tell me that we've had bacteria, infections, and viruses around for years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We went to school. We took science class. We learned about spores and different things.
Right.
Pathogens and different things. And he can't tell us certain things that good old fashioned common sense can tell us.
Mm-mm. This man was being used, and he was weaponized against we, the American people.
Yep.
There was a bigger agenda happening, Silk.
I know that there
mm-hmm.
was.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there
mm-hmm.
was.
And what I don't understand is why is some of these states still act like they have their feet on people's businesses? Like, why won't you open up your damn state?
Well, it's because of this undercover agenda that
mm-hmm.
you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I think about this quote-unquote third world order and all of this different stuff that they want to come to pass.
Mm.
Well, see, you can't do that when you have people in this country with money.
Mm.
All right?
Mm.
But it's to make you government dependent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And in order to do that, they take away your wealth.
Come on. Well, you speak about taking away wealth. I was reading something online where this guy stays in a neighborhood.
Right.
And he said there's been so many foreclosures, and these are $600,000 homes.
Right.
So listen to me, you
uh-huh.
all. When you talk about $600,000 homes,
uh-huh.
who owns those homes?
That's
people
right.
that probably own small businesses.
That's
and
right.
you look at how this government.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say, along with Fauci,
uh-huh.
is trying to bankrupt this country.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you
We're
take...
say allegedly.
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 Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you take, and you won't let people go back to work to run their businesses.
Uh-huh.
This is the kind of thing that happened.
Yeah.
This is an attack on the middle class.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back to Fauci.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
go
before
ahead.
We get to Fauci,
mm-hmm.
I just want to circle back around to what you just said about
circle
that
back,
property,
girl.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So now with that property, think of it like this. When that property go into foreclosure, okay, it goes back to where?
Oh,
the bank. The bank. All right. Who can then purchase those properties? Who can afford to purchase those properties? Okay?
The rich.
The rich. And people from foreign countries.
Uh-oh.
They can come in and purchase those properties,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? They now own it, and then they can own you.
Whoa.
That means that before you can move into that neighborhood, okay, that's probably secluded and gated and secured, okay? You have to be able to make this tier of money. But if your own governor,
come on.
Want to keep you shut down where you can't make no money, guess what? You'll be in the poverty level.
Uh-huh.
And by the way,
go ahead.
How the hell is this a red state with a blue governor?
Come on.
North Carolina.
Okay, let me just say this here.
Yeah.
That we talk about China, because I don't want to take the focus off of
No, we can't take
behind.
It off of flip-flop Fauci.
Why is it that ain't nobody holding China accountable?
Accountable.
When this happened in the Wuhan lab.
Ooh,
okay. Listen.
Ooh.
Now, Silk, this is not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not.
I'm not trying to be conspiratorial.
Okay.
Was this planned? What? Because here's why I say that.
Uh-huh.
You say, why you say that, Diamond?
I'm asking you, Diamond, why you say that, Diamond?
Because why isn't Biden holding China accountable? Why won't you say nothing about China? Why do you dismiss it? Why do you demonize other people when they call out China?
Yep.
Something else is going on. Fauci was used to undermine President Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
He undermined the American people. You all said he had all of these expertise.
Uh-huh.
Looked like this man wasn't no more a doctor than Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because a real scientist, a real doctor would have been telling us the truth.
That's right.
He knew the truth through emails, but he was pushing falsehoods.
Fake news is what he was pushing.
Because he said in the email
that
the mask is really not going to work.
Uh-huh. And then I'm also finding
out. It is being alleged that he said that. Let me say it like that.
Yeah, and I'm also going to allege that because somebody said that it's also in the email that he said that this virus will go away.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
And when President Trump got up there and said that.
Yep.
The media demonized him. And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Let me say it this way.
Uh-huh.
Who was in on this?
Who all was in on it?
Was the media also in on this?
Yep.
To demonize and try to destroy President Trump?
Yep.
It's the reason why the media tried to destroy President Trump, because President Trump has been calling you all out?
Yep.
On your fake news, on how you do things, on how you destroy people, or how you become the enemy of the people?
And then here is my deal. I'm finding out that there's several more other viruses that's already came from China. When will China be held accountable? And these type of viruses, especially when they have that gain of function, it becomes a bioweapon.
You said bioweapon.
And so if this bioweapon chemical is released into the universe, into the air, into the atmosphere, it can kill up people.
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. So I remember President Trump when he said, basically, this is a bio-war.
Bio-warfare.
I remember when he said that. Okay? So there is something else going on in my own humble opinion.
Yes, yes, yes.
In my spirit, there's something else going on because you created something and then you deliberately created it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it deliberately released? And the reason why I'm asking this question is because in December of 2019, okay, whenever it was released from the Wuhan Virology Institute, whenever it began to spread, and they claim it spread it through the little market with the bats and all of that stuff, right?
Right.
Okay. China deliberately did not tell the world what was going on.
Why?
Why?
That's why I'm asking, was anybody else in on this right here in America?
And then the very people that was affected by this over there in Wuhan, China, that was sick and is sick stricken from this here particular bioweapon, when they tried to tell the world what was going on, they came up either missing, dead, we don't know where they are, we ain't heard from them.
That's right.
What
y'all trying to cover up?
What you trying to cover up? What you trying to hide? And these three-letter organizations, y'all know who I'm talking about, who's full of a four-letter word spelled S-H-I-T, okay, is in on this here shebang too. Because how
allegedly,
because how is the person from this one three-letter organization investigating what happened in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but y'all was all there studying the gain of function research. That's to cover a lot of stuff up.
You know what, Silk? I wonder will we receive an apology, because we were show on this back in 2020, and the media just about damn near tried to destroy us because we were coming out with the facts, Jax, and wasn't holding nothing back, and everybody was all upset about it. Even had Fox News told us we were being overly political, is what they did. Listen, we could have been destroyed.
Yes.
All because we were telling the truth. That's and these right. mofos running around here lying and getting book deals. And I call Fauci and Cuomo, they are the Jim Jones of our time.
Come on.
Because listen, all of this death.
Yep. Look, I mean, who gonna be held responsible for this? Mm-hmm. Because if JoJo down the street
come on.
Was even connected to one death, y'all would have JoJo in jail.
That's right.
Locked up.
But you got Fauci pressing him around in the media, giving him a book deal. I wouldn't buy not a damn thing from this flip-flop. Say it, Sil.
Flip-flop Fauci.
Thank you.
Not one thing.
But flip-flop Fauci.
Yes.
And did I say it right, Sil?
Flip-flop Fauci.
He is also being held accountable for this here.
And any Democrat that went along with this foolery. And what I'm talking about, the one that kept saying, follow the science. Follow the science. And then come to find out the science is a
hoopla. We've been bamboozled by the
science. Yeah,
we've been bamboozled by the science.
Yep.
And then y'all run around giving this mofo a book deal like he all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? And here's another thing. To take and weaponize our different organizations, our three-letter organizations,
that's right.
all of them, to weaponize them against
the American people.
Is a disgrace.
You know, I remember when we said back in 2020 that they're trying to do certain things to make President Trump look
bad. We broke it down all the way down. We did the math. We did it by dates. We broke it down. Go back and look at some of our old videos from last year around March and April, because we just was trying to figure it out. We just couldn't understand some things, and all we had was some gut intuitions and feelings.
That's right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And now look. Yeah, we're vindicated. Mm-hmm. I might need to name this podcast Vindicated.
Vindicated. That's right. Name it Vindicated. Vindicated. And then what needs to happen, a lot of you mofos that wrote about us horrible things, defamed us, demeaned us, slandered us, threw us up under the bus, all of y'all asses need to apologize to us.
That's right.
Listen, you all, this has been a great, great podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor to this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit. Chatit.com. And don't forget to give us a review. And a 5-star will do.
Hey, y'all. We was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com. Purchase anything on the site and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.